You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Please be here every week and tell your friends about us. Well, earlier this week, millions of us and people around the world celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. Jesus' birth, of course, is what Christmas is about. All of us at JDFI, and hopefully you too, spent Christmas remembering Christ and thanking God for His Son, our Savior. But something strange and disturbing happened at the White House. Joe and Jill Biden made two Christmas statements on social media, and neither mentioned the name Jesus. Instead, the statements referred to quiet reflection, the warmth of family and friends, but nothing about the baby in the manger, the birth of our Savior. Now, I would like to say that this must have been some sort of oversight. Sadly, there's a pattern here. As I have previously reported, Biden left God out of his Thanksgiving Day proclamation, and now he unceremoniously dumped Jesus out of his Christmas messages. The Bidens neglected the whole reason for the season. Look, this cannot happen by accident. I know some people might think that, but I worked in the Reagan White House. I have to tell you, these statements on holidays, major holidays, things like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, other, patriotic holidays, there's a bunch of people that look at these statements before they're given to the president. This had to be very intentional. Well, some people might say, hey, look, not everyone's a Christian, and he's the president of everyone. He was just trying not to offend anyone. But, when Joe Biden issues a gay pride proclamation every year, he doesn't avoid mentioning homosexuality. Many of us are offended by the LGBTQ agenda, but it's thrown in our faces. It's in our workplaces, our schools, and virtually everywhere else, and it is all over the White House statement that is made to mark Pride Day, Pride Week, Pride Month, Pride Quarter, whatever it's grown to these days. Now, we're nonpartisan at the JDFI, so I decided to check out, in fairness, what did Trump say in his Christmas statement this year? Since, it didn't get much media attention, I thought I might find something interesting. Well, in stark contrast to Biden's nonsense, Donald Trump posted a video offering his Christmas greetings to the nation. Here's what the former president said. In this holy time of year, Christians everywhere give thanks that over 2,000 years ago, God sent his only Son into the world to be the Savior of all mankind. The birth of Jesus Christ is the true miracle we celebrate each Christmas. This is why, Trump added, we can never stop saying that beautiful phrase, Merry Christmas. Well, that's pretty clear, and I think it's very intentional. I'll leave it up to you to decide what kind of weighting to put on these two different approaches to Christmas. But look, something else happened over Christmas time that was disturbing, at least to me, and I hope it's disturbing to you too. You probably recall that the new Speaker of the House of Representatives is Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, he is an outspoken Christian, and he has said publicly that his worldview has been shaped by the Bible. And that statement has encouraged millions of Christians around the United States. Well, the secular left in America hates Speaker Johnson for the same reason that many Christians feel very good about him. And because he's a Christian, they're going after him. They decided to ruin Christmas for him and his family by attacking his daughter and their family's Christian faith. You are not going to believe what they attacked him about. Left-wing American media outlets like ABC News and even some media outlets in Great Britain, I don't know why they're butting into this, but they attacked Speaker Johnson just before Christmas because he took his daughter to, a drag show reading session or something. No, they attacked him because he went to an event for daughters and fathers where the daughters promised God and their parents to avoid sex before marriage. Oh, the horrors. ABC News referred to the event dance as controversial. Why? Why would this be controversial? The reports also claimed without evidence that Johnson required his daughter to attend the event and that she, quote, was made to take a vow of abstinence. Really? Now, part of that vow included his daughter's commitment to God, to herself, her family, her future husband, and future children to live a lifetime of moral uprightness, including sexual purity. Why is this newsworthy? How is this controversial? And why is Speaker Johnson being attacked for protecting his daughter and being actively involved in her life? I mean, this is what we say at JDFI all the time. Parents, be involved in the lives of your children. Countless American children don't have fathers to encourage them to live moral lives, and they suffer as a result. Now, this Christmas time attack on Speaker Johnson is really an attack on just normal Christianity. The Bible teaches that fornication and adultery are wrong, and that the gifts of human sexuality should be channeled through the institution of marriage. Now, the secular left is trying to label these normal Christian beliefs as something crazy, almost like it's a cult or something like that. They're saying this as moral standards in the United States and in Western countries generally are in total meltdown. Instead of demonizing Christian families, we should be rethinking the sexual revolution and its negative results, particularly for women and children. The explosion of out-of-wedlock pregnancies, increasing abortions, sexually transmitted diseases of all kinds, the breakdown of the family, and everything that results from it, such as higher crime rates, youth suicides, drug abuse, and welfare dependency. Look, the research on this is clear. Is anybody on the left rethinking these disastrous results of the sexual revolution? No, no, no. They're too busy attacking people who want to uphold Judeo-Christian norms and values. Now, this wasn't the first time that the media attacked Speaker Johnson for how he has raised his children and the values of his home. In November, left-wing Rolling Stone magazine, not a place I go to for advice, blasted the speaker for having an internet filtering program on his smartphone to help him avoid getting anything that would resemble pornography. Well, what a mess that is, but it has implications not just for Speaker Johnson. You know, over the last 30 years, as these battles over reliable standards of right and wrong have raged in our country, the left has repeatedly used the argument, I'm sure you've heard it, live and let live. Don't tell us how we have to live or what values we have in our families and what we do in our bedrooms. And then they would say, and we won't tell conservative Christians what kind of values you teach or what you hold up in your families. Now, sadly, some conservatives and even some Christians, I think, sadly, naively bought into this. I've been asked many times by conservatives and Christians, why should I care if two men get married? It doesn't affect me. Well, as Dr. Dobson has warned, no country, no society is values neutral. Every society and culture has certain things it holds up and endorses and wants us to copy and follow, and certain other things that are considered bad and it discourages. Someone's going to decide what these things are, which things are going to be held up and which things are going to be thrown into the trash can. And as Christians retreat from the public square, somebody's going to fill that vacuum with their values. And the secular left is waging a relentless war on what used to be called normal and on traditional Christian values as it attempts to impose its radical neo-Marxist worldview on the rest of us. You know, not that long ago, our society wanted children to avoid sex at early ages, avoid multiple partners and sex outside of marriage. Now that's been totally turned upside down. Among our elites, being virtuous is considered weird. And what you really should avoid is contact with these crazy Christians who still try to protect their children's innocence. And because we were unable to hold the line on things like the meaning of marriage, we're now fighting over things like men going into women's bathrooms, whether schools can change our children's gender without telling us about it, whether our little boys and girls will be taught graphic sexual material as young as in the first grade. This is what happens when we fail to defend our Christian values. Now, look, this is another key point. I don't want you to miss this. This attack on Speaker Johnson and his family, it doesn't have anything to do. This is not mentioned in any of these articles. They're not claiming Speaker Johnson has a legislative plan to force every American family to follow his Christian beliefs. The left isn't attacking Johnson because he has the power to force anyone to teach their daughters to be virtuous, although it would be a great thing if they did. He's being attacked because he taught his own daughter to be virtuous. He's being attacked simply for being what used to be called a good father. Now, again, this bears repeating. The left has no intention of letting us live and let live. The left will attack our Christianity every chance it gets, hoping eventually no one is willing to speak up and fight back in defense of faith, family, and freedom. They want to force you, for example, to celebrate same-sex marriages. They want to force you to lie by referring to a man with pronouns like she and her. They're trying to force our daughters to shower with men in the name of transgender rights. Your free speech and religious liberty rights are being stripped away in the name of tolerance and equality. So yes, this does affect all of us. This is the insanity that the intolerant left fully intends to impose on us if we refuse to defend our own values. Well, this is the most important part of the message this week. I can promise you this, my friends, the James Dobson Family Institute will always defend faith, family, and freedom. We will never abandon the biblical values that has inspired Dr. Dobson's life and make for strong families and strong societies. And we will never be silent in the face of threats to our religious liberty. As we approach the new year, 2024, we will stand with protecting our families and our faith. Please keep Speaker Johnson and his family as a Christian in government in your prayers. And join us defending faith, family, and freedom and making a resolution that we will redouble our efforts for these key values that motivate our lives. Well, that's it for this week, my friends. Thanks for being with us here on JDFI's weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. We'll talk to you next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.